If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. This week, Wink Martindale had one of his vintage visits with the legendary Engelbert Humperdinck. So all this week, Rick's playing Joey English mystery songs from Engelbert Humperdinck. This is, I know this so well.
You wandered down the lane and far away.
Not Twilight Time, but Stardust. Stardust. Let's listen.
Love is now the stardust of yesterday. The music of the years gone by.
Okay, Joey pals, we started off with Steve Kelly, probably the most knowledgeable sports person in the Coachella Valley, and he told us about every sport going on, and we're going to end up with a little bit of golf, so in the middle of this hour, let's go play a little hockey, and we say hello to Rich. Say your last name.
Rich Franklin.
That's an easy one.
That's an easy one. Like Benjamin.
Yes.
You know.
From the CV Firebirds.
Coachella Valley Firebirds hockey team, AHL affiliate of the Seattle Kraken.
I don't know the Kraken. I knew most of the hockey teams, but the Kraken must have come along after I quit singing, and they never let me skate.
Well, the Kraken just finished their first season in the NHL. So they were, last year, the 21-22 season was the Kraken's inaugural season. And the most NHL teams have their own AHL affiliate. We weren't quite ready down here in the desert, so we actually shared an AHL affiliation in Charlotte, North Carolina, a team called the Charlotte Checkers, and it was shared with the Florida Panthers of the NHL. So we had one of their assistant coaches was actually a Kraken employee, and then I think we had 8 or 10 players that were on that team as well. And then now this coming year, we have our own franchise, and that'll be the Firebirds here in Coachella Valley.
And I was at the dedication of the name or something. What is that? I'll go to the opening of an envelope. And the Firebirds has a real kind of a Native American connotation.
Well, yeah. The naming of the Firebirds, a couple of things. Number one, it's obviously a very natural fit for the Coachella Valley with the idea of warmth and heat and so forth. So to have a Firebird was a good fit. It also fit very well for us organizationally because our parent team is the Kraken up in Seattle. Kraken, mythical creature of the sea. Firebird, mythical creature of the air. So it was just a good fit from that standpoint as well. There were a few other names that I don't recall off the top of my head that were being considered, but I think we all felt that Firebirds was probably the best fit.
And we like the colors too. What's your title over there, Rich?
Official title is Senior Director of Corporate Partnerships. So that basically means that I work with all of the sponsors for both the arena and the team. Some of our corporate partners are more on the arena side. Some are more on the team side. But there's an awful lot that kind of straddle the two, that they are involved with both the arena and the team. So that's the official title. But anybody who's worked in minor league sports knows, what your title says and what you actually do sometimes are very different things. I spent the last 10 years up in Portland, Oregon as vice president of corporate partnerships for a team up there. But in addition to handling all the corporate partnerships, I also drove the Fanboni on the ice, which was a old...
I called that a Zamboni. What'd you call it?
Well, it's the Fanboni because it's a Zamboni that they had converted to take about 10 passengers.
Oh, my.
So... yeah, so it was really cool. So I drove the Fanboni for 10 years, and then I was the third-string PA announcer as well. So over my 10 years, I think we figured out that by the time I left Portland, I'd driven the Fanboni about 500 times out on the ice. Thankfully, a 100% safety record. Yeah. So that was good. I don't know if we're going to have a Fanboni here in Coachella Valley or not, but if they do, they'll probably... you know, tap my shoulder to drive that. And then a few times, I think probably 4 or 5 times over 10 years, usually because there was some sort of a weather issue with our primary PA and our secondary PA getting there, I got handled all the PA duties at the game as well.
There's some great memories from hockey. Now, you told me that you never played hockey.
Interestingly, I never played hockey, and I do not know how to ice skate, but I wound up in the sports business. So I kind of grew up in a sports family. I grew up in Seattle, and my father was the sports sales manager for the flagship radio station, Cairo News Radio 710, and they were the flagship station for the Seattle Seahawks and later the Seattle Mariners. So I kind of grew up around sports business. Did not go into the sports business, went into the radio side of things, and I was in radio for 22 years, first in Seattle and later in Portland. Played football, played basketball, played baseball, played soccer, a lot of other things, but never played hockey, but always enjoyed hockey. So it is kind of ironic that I would wind up being an executive with a hockey team and don't own a pair of skates, do not know how to skate, but I can certainly appreciate the sport. It's a lot of fun to watch.
I have such memories. Both my boys skated when I had to, they were little, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. Trevor started because he liked the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. And here I was with these long fingernails, tie-ins, hockey skates, 4 o'clock in the morning because that was the only ice time they could get when they were little. You know,
and if you were a hockey mom, boy, you know what it is to have not only that, but the unmistakable stench. Is that the word
for
of a hockey gear bag? And I think any mother that's had to deal with the funk of hockey sweat for all those years has earned some sort of a special reward at some point. But
I kind of forgot about that. Glad you reminded me.
Sorry,
no, it's okay. And sometimes Trevor or Tyler had to change from hockey to football gear in the back of my car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you're playing a lot of different sports. And especially these days, there's such a trend towards kind of guiding kids into one particular sport. And I think that it's really a good idea. And I think there's kind of a, I don't want to call it a backlash, but there's a growing opinion that it's better for kids to play multiple different sports, to try different things, to do football, to do hockey, to do swimming, basketball, baseball, whatever it might be.
I believe childhood should be about flavors, different tastes. I always asked, if you start the saxophone, thank goodness no one did, if you start the saxophone, just finish that course that year. Don't quit in the middle of baseball season, but it should be about taste. So what are you here to tell us about when it comes to the CV Firebirds?
Firebirds. Well, it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. Yep. We are currently selling season tickets. We've got those on sale right now. Anybody who's interested in tickets, our website is cvfirebirds.com. Go there, click on tickets. It shows you your various options. You can put request more information, and somebody from our ticket office will reach out to you. Right now, we're doing full season tickets. In a little bit, we'll start to transition into partial season tickets and group tickets and things like that. But if you go to cvfirebirds.com, you'll see all the information right there.
Now, how about the other hat you wear, the one about all the concerts in that venue?
Yeah, so I'm also on the venue side, and that'll be a lot of concerts and then a lot of what we call other events. So, for example, in addition to concerts, which will be probably 35 to 40 nights a year, you'll also have events like Cirque du Soleil or the Harlem Globetrotters or Disney on Ice. We have a partnership with UFC, so there might be some mixed martial arts bouts there. We also have a partnership with Pro Bull Riders, so maybe we'll have some bull riding going on there. And if you go to that same CV Firebirds website, through that site you can get in touch with the ticket department, and they can tell you about options on the concerts and other events as well.
We might have a rodeo again. We used to have a rodeo in Palm Springs years ago.
Do you have your hat and boots still?
I'm from Montana.
Oh, well, there you go. You'll be out there competing.
Oh, and guns? Oh, no, we won't be doing that, will we? No. So what part of your job do you like the best, or all of the above?
You know, the part that I've always enjoyed about my job is just I get to meet a lot of different people. I get to deal with many different kinds of businesses, so I learn a lot about everything from retail businesses, you know, a car dealership or something like that, to consumer products, you know, beverages, beer, soda, professional services. It's really interesting because I think that having an interest in different kinds of business, finding out how they work, how they operate, it helps me do my job in representing the sponsorship side of things, because every different business has different needs, and it's part of uncovering those needs.
Have you moved here officially?
Yes. So we've actually been visiting here for about 18 years.
Who's we?
My wife and myself. My in-laws have owned a home here in the Valley for 18 years. So we'd been coming down here from Portland 2, 3, 4 times a year for many, many years. But yes, we officially moved down here in October. I live in Indio, a development called Indian Palms. So very much enjoying that and getting used to full-time summers in the Coachella Valley.
Did anybody keep a home back in Portland?
We sold the home in Portland, but we do have a condo in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, I know where that is.
So, yeah, so I think in a couple of weeks here, we're going to go take a week up in Bend.
Leave Palm Springs in August? What?
Shocking, I know. But, you know, I've got to check up on Bend to make sure the town's doing okay up there. But we'll be back.
Well, you're going to join us on a regular basis and bring us a different concert or a different hockey game. I mean, we need to educate people about hockey. Actually, women love hockey as a spectator sport once they understand it a little bit.
Two of the biggest hockey fans I know are my wife and my daughter, and they like to say girls like hockey too.
When Trevor was in high school over in Palos Verdes, and he skated out of the Western Ice Rink over there, they had a girl named Trevi, and she ended up, it broke Trevor's heart, just like when they let a girl fly an F-15 and go to the Air Force Academy, broke his heart. But I remember how devastated he was when he was 9, 10, 11, that there were girls on the hockey team.
Well, surprisingly, at least my experience in Portland, it was about 50-50. I think it was 52% men, 48% women. But it's not the big macho guys going to the game kind of thing that you might, some people might think. As I say, a lot of women like hockey. Once you understand the basics of the sport, and I will say, hockey is a sport that is best experienced in person.
Yes.
Television is great. Radio is great. But to really get the passion for the sport, you have to be there. You have to see how fast they're moving, how big they are, how they're rattling the glass when they're.
You forget they're skating. You start watching and you forget. You watch the puck handling, but you forget they're also skating. And in the case of a couple of my kids, skating backwards.
That's, they always said, if you could skate backwards, we're going to put you in as a defenseman, and there you go. But and who knows? Maybe at some point they'll teach me to skate too.
Oh no, that's okay. That ship has sailed.
That ship sailed. Yeah, I don't think I want to be.
You might break something now.
Yeah, or someone. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll look forward to our next visit. The website again is cvfirebirds.com.
Yep. Or you can visit the arena, has a website as well, Acrisure Arena.
We're learning to spell that.
Yes, Acrisure, acrisurearena.com. You know, there's now two Acrisure stadiums in America.
We were
the first. Acrisure just purchased the naming rights for the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium, formerly Heinz Field. It's now going to be Acrisure Stadium. So we now have two Acrisures, but we were the first.
Yes. And we will continue to be. Thanks again.
Thank you, Joey. Great to meet you.
Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.